his arm on the chair.
Shavua Tov. Daf Gimel. And we are holding a Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis at the two dots, halfway up the Daf.
Chav Beis?
Yeah. For Beis Amud Beis, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tana Rabba. Habo al achoto. V'hibat eshet aviv. Chayav mishum achoto u'mishum bat eshet aviv. Because we have two separate parshiyos, one of which discusses the iser of sleeping with a sister simply in terms of achotcha, and it doesn't matter what kind of achotcha that is, and says ervat achotcha, bat avicha or bat imcha, what's the difference? Doesn't say bat imecha, doesn't talk about marriage, not marriage, doesn't talk about her being your sister from both sides. On the other hand, the pasuk says ervat bat eshet avicha. Now bat eshet avicha would mean dafka a daughter of your father's married wife, Moledet Avicha, who is also a child of your father. Now, that's a separate issue. That's a sister that is your sister through marriage also. In other words, also. She's your father's daughter from a woman that he married. So those are two separate parshiyos. Therefore, say the Rabbana, if you take your sister, who is also a Bat Eshet Aviv, then you'd be chayav two separate things. You're chayav mishum achoto, which doesn't mention marriage at all, that just mentions biology. Mishum bat eshet aviv. Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda imer, eino chayav ela mishum achoto bilvav. There's no separate iser of bat eshet aviv. Now let's analyze the reason. My tam, ayod rabbanan. Amid rabbanan say, look, the pasuk starts out by saying that ervat achotcha bat avicha bat imecha moledet bayit moledet chutz lo tegaler vatan, period. What do we need ervat bat eshet avicha moledet avicha achotcha? What in the world is that adding? Two psukim later, it's not coming to tell us anything. You just said that. So lomali shema minad must be to add an additional isur and to tell you. It's one thing to sleep with your sister who is simply the daughter of a woman that your father, we call anusat, that rape, obviously doesn't necessarily mean rape, but we always call anusat a casual relationship. And if she is also the daughter of the woman that your father married, then you're chayav also mishum bat eshet aviv. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you'd be right, except for the fact that the pasuk ends with the words that don't fit in according to you, achotchai. Achotchai, lo tegale ervata. I mean, of course, achotchai, ervat bat eshet avicha, moledet avicha, how could she not be achotchai? So when it's saying achotchai, it's saying the only chiyuv that you have is mishum achoto, atamechaivo, viatamechaivo, mishum bat eshet avicha. It's coming to tell you not to look at this as a separate issue. Of course, we're going to need to examine what it is for and so on, so let's start that process. So what did the Rabbanim first of all do with the Achot Chahi? I mean, my Abdi, that is rather blatantly out of place there. Mi boile, they say, oh no, that's very important. That's come to tell me that you would be chayev on an Achot who is also Bat Aviv Ubat Imo. You'll notice that it says in the Yisra of Achot Chah, Bat Achot Chah, Bat Avicha Ubat Imech. Either one, it says. But it doesn't talk about a woman who is both, and again, it's the derech rape we're talking about, which is the case that this would be a coincidence that she's also bat avicha, and he rapes the same woman and has this daughter. So there she's bat avicha and bat imecha, but she's not bat eshet avicha, moledet avicha, because he never married the woman. So now, there I need to know that you would be chayev al achoto bat avivu bat imo. This adds another. There's another achot we haven't mentioned. Ah, indeed. An achot who is a daughter of a casual relationship with a woman that produces both you and your sister from both father and mother. Lomar she'im mazirin menadin, even though you'll say, well, I mean, look, if the Torah is b'chayev me on a half-sister, it's korshkeni am chayev on a full-sister. Therefore, the Torah repeats this to tell me, look, but you can't do that on your own. You can't create an iser on your own. Ein mazirin menadin. So it speaks to that in order for me to know. Ein mazirin menadin. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's all very nice. I have no quarrel with that. But for that, it's enough to say, you want to add another achot? So say, moledet avicha, achotcha, lo tekaler vata. No? What's this he jazz? What's the he, lomali? The he is coming to be mamayet, an additional iser. And it's saying, despite the fact that I've repeated this pasuk, tell me the halacha, that in a case of a rape, indeed, there would still be a chiyuv of a sister who is from both father and mother, even though there was no marriage. But it's also telling me he, and by the way, only one iser. There's no separate iser of bat eshet aviv. The rabbanan say, no, I cannot say that that's what the he is for, you see, because let's imagine for a moment. It would have said achotcha to tell me that ein mazirin min adin, okay? So then, it's a lumichtav he, the reason he say he is bedavka to tell me, shalot domar be'alma mazirin min adin. I might think that what it's saying is, don't learn from here ein mazirin min adin. Because what we could say is simply, we have a general rule, that milta da'asi v'kav v'chomer Torah v'kata v'akra, right? You can't prove, just because the Torah mentioned something, that I would have known from a kav v'chomer, that I don't have a right to know it from a kav v'chomer. There's got to be some, because we often find that a Torah says things where we could have learned it from a kav v'chomer. We say it's not a problem. Sometimes Torah v'kata v'akra. But show me where the Torah is insisting that it's not the Kal V'chomer that is breaking the issue. Therefore, the Torah says, he, to say, see what I just did, I gave you an extra pasuk. This is a case where you can use, therefore, the halacha of what appeared to you a Kal V'chomer to actually be Mechayev. But if it wouldn't be for this achotcha that I just told you, no way, only he, only this case. You cannot take this and say, well, other cases also I could have made the Kal V'chomer nonsense. Because ein mazirin min adin. Ah, you'll say, what do you mean? But then, wouldn't I ask, why then did the Torah bother telling me? After that, I would have said, no, it's no big deal. Mil tadati b'kal b'chomer, Torah b'kasav l'akro. The Torah maybe just wrote it for the heck of it. No, this is very specific. It's because I write achotcha that now you know that you are chayev on bat avicha ubat imecha. Had I not done that, you couldn't have come to the conclusion on your own because of ein mazirin min hadin. All right. So in second, that's a good point, actually. Rabbi Yehuda, you said you had no quarrel with the limud of ein mazirin min hadin. You said we needed he to tell me there's only one iser. But now it turns out that we need he actually to say the thing you had no quarrel with, to teach us ein mazirin min hadin. Now you back yourself up against the wall. So what are you going to, in fact, how do you see from this he that there is only one Isra, not a separate Isra of Eshet Avicha, but Eshet Avicha, Maledet Avicha? Says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, well, before you back me up against the wall, could you explain to me something? What kind of crazy place is it to tell me the din of the Chiyav, Ein Mazir Min Adin, in a case where the sister is the daughter of a rape of both, that produced both you and your sister. In the pasuk of Eshet Avicha. Does that make sense? You're telling me that we're holding by Bat Eshet Avicha, Moledet Avicha, Achotcha. This is where to tell me Achotcha. This is where to tell me. If you want to tell me that even if she's your sister from both sides, tell it to me in the pasuk of rape, two psukim ago. Bat Achotcha, Bat Avicha, O Bat Imecha, Achotcha. Fine. Now I know there's also an Achotcha who's both. Bat Avicha, Bat Imecha. You want to tell me that Ein Mazir Min Adin, Achotcha Hi. But what are you putting it in the middle of the pasuk that's discussing a typical, licit, legitimate sister that comes from a father and a mother that are married? Why is this the place to add the dinim of an illicit sister? Doesn't make sense. Therefore, I say, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we need to look at both issues. We need to look at the placement, and we need to, therefore, analyze that separately than the Achot Chayim. So it's the placement that forces me to conclude that you would not be Mechayev. I'm telling you, over here, should have said it over here, over there, instead it says it here, to tell me, and by the way, don't think that these are two different issues, two different lavim. Absolutely not. I'm putting it here so that you should understand that there's only one law between these two cases. Whether your father was married to the woman that produced you and your sister or not is irrelevant. It's the same issur, and it doesn't matter whether it's on one end or both ends, bat avicha, bat imecha, all the same. So now we understand Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, because in came okay, but we still haven't explained, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, what the heck is the point of the whole pasuk? I mean, you're arguing about whether it's coming to me there is another issur, there isn't another issur. According to the Rabbanan who say, there's two completely separate parshias of a sister. A sister is a legitimate sister, a sister is an illegitimate sister, basically. Both the male and the female are illegitimate. But if you hold there's no such difference, there are no two separate lavim, well, what's the point of repeating the whole pasuk of Achot Kabat Eshet Avicha Maledet Avicha? Well, it's not telling me a darn thing. So my Avidlay. This is a very, very important point, my dear friends. Because what it's coming to tell me is, when do we call a sister a sister? Is a sister as long as we could trace her DNA back to the same male? Does that make a sister? No. Mi she yesh lo ishut la'avicha ba. It's only if ishut is a possibility with this woman. I'm saying the pasuk makes it very clear you don't need to be married to her. But there does need to be the possibility of marriage. So that if your father had your sister from a goya, or he had your sister from a shivka, that is not your sister. Despite the fact that DNA tests show that she is. The Torah says that does not define a sister. So prat la'achoto mishivcha v'ovedet kochavim, She'in ishut la'avicha ba, there is no din of ishut, no possibility of ishut. And since there's no possibility of ishut, she is not your sister. Now you'll say, v'ema prat la'achotomi anusa, maybe what it means to say is that indeed, that if you have an achot from a rape where there was no ishut, not that there can be no, there was no issue. Maybe that is sufficient now to say that, look, what this pasuk is coming to make clear is that there must be issue involved. Maybe that's not that there must be the possibility of issue. But having an illegitimate sister, I mean, why do we have to go so far as to say, bat akum? I mean, maybe stam. Achoto mianusato, where your father did not marry her, maybe there's not, she's not considered to be your achot. I mean, you're already telling me it's not a function of biology, right? So instead of taking the pasuk out of its simple meaning, which says, she is your father's daughter from his wife, and you're saying, well, that means she is your father's daughter from someone who could be his wife. Why doesn't it mean exactly what it says? She's your father's daughter from his wife. Because you're saying, we don't care about biology. So a sister that was born from a man and a woman that are identical to the ones from whom you were born is not a sister. And it requires marriage to create sisterhood in order to create incest. What's so unusual about that?
Issue is marriage.
Yeah. So, Eba Prat Lachotomi Anusa? No, for sure you can't say that. You know Matzitahami. We know 100% that the Torah is Makshiv, a illegitimate offspring, as considered to be completely your offspring. This, of course, is the reason that we're bringing this up here, because we just finished all sugya in terms of Yibum, who is considered to be a brother. We analyzed the issue of legitimacy in terms of brotherhood, the fraternity that's Mechayev Yibum, and in terms of the paternity that will pater from Yibum. So if the child that was left to your brother is a mamzer, nonetheless, the father has a child, and there's no Ben Enlo with us from Ayin. So here we want to say, look, you can never claim that a sister who is illegitimate is not a sister. We already know about the brother. That's in the Sugya of Yibum. we're expanding now, the Gemara, into this halacha. A sister who is a Me'anusa is definitely a sister. I know that from Rava. The Rava Rami, Rava points out what appears to be a contradiction in the psukim. Ervat bat bincha u bat bitcha lo tegale. Now here it says, your son's daughter, or your daughter's daughter, you're not allowed to take. Which is mashma, your wife's granddaughter, daughter's daughter, son's daughter, you are allowed to take. I mean, otherwise it's stressing bincha, bitcha, mashma bat benadida, or bat bitadida is mutter. Okay? So then why does it say ervat isha u bita lo tegale, et bat benav et bat bita? So make up your mind. Is it you or is it her? Must be, obviously. There are two cases. One is a case where it is your son or daughter through non-marriage. And the Torah is saying, this is your son. This is your daughter. The marriage is irrelevant. Well, if that's the case, if it's beno ubito, then how do we deny their fraternity? They're both beno ubito. That's what it's saying. So therefore, we know it can't possibly be telling me that a brother and sister are allowed to sleep together as long as the parents that produced them weren't married. We see clearly that that's not the case. What then is the meaning of the pasuk that makes the issue of achotcha dependent on eshet avicha, since it can't possibly mean literally ishut, we've just shown that, and since it can't possibly mean to be adding a special extra issur because of the ishut, which we've already said that it says achotcha, and it's in the wrong place to tell me that this is not a separate issur, so it can only be talking about there needs to be at least a possibility of ishut. What? Maybe it means not chayve lavin. In other words, if your father went ahead, let's say, and married a mamzeret, for instance, right? And now he had a daughter, then that's not called achotcha, right? Because it's not ishut. No, Omer Papa Chayve Lavin Tapsibu Kedushin. It's not true. You can. You're talking about over here Eish Tavichu. You're saying in terms of the potentiality of Ishut, Chayve Lavin, such as Mamzerut, has the potentiality of Ishut. That's not a problem. How do I know? Dichtiv Kitiyena LeIshtei Nashim HaAchat Auva VaHaAchat Sinua. So what's it talking about over there? Men has two wives. Pashtus is, he likes one, he doesn't like the other one. And he continues on to say the case. He's got now two sons. He wants the son of his beloved wife to be the Bechor. Lo yochol avakeret Bechor ben ha'ahuva al pnei ha'Bechor ben ha'asnu'ah. Can't do that. Doesn't stick. Okay? So therefore, in that context, I ask you, what is that supposed to mean? Ahuvar snua. You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a hang about what his feelings are? We're talking about over here, what? Yesh ahuva lefnei hamakom, yesh snua lefnei hamakom. We're trying to define who the Bechor is. So the Bechor, if the Torah is now defining the nature of Bechor, what is it saying? Objectively, she's ahuva, objectively snua. As if that would matter to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only thing that it would mean would be that ahuva benisueha, she is acceptable, desirable, in terms of that this marriage was a legitimate marriage. Snu'a would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu resents her nisuin. He hates that nisuin. But it's still called nisuin, because Ramarat when a kitiyena, that word havaya, is of course the essence of kiddushin.
Is that not
ahuva? Vahaita. No, the nisuin is ahuvim or snuim. Exactly, that is. Yeah. That's how we're explaining it. And you can't say that it means maybe one is a marshas and therefore she's snua, because again, that shouldn't affect, at least according to Taisa Dushani, that shouldn't affect the child, the bechor. Or as Taisa says, the whole mashma'ut of the pasuk is that it's in terms of the marriage. That's how it starts. Ki tiyena la'ish teina, what's the tiyena has nothing to do with it. It should just say, right? Shtei nashim, achat ova, achat snua. The Bechor is still the Bechor. Ben HaBechor, less the Yom. So what if she's a Marshaz? So the Pesuk is making it a function of the marriage.
I mean, in Drasha, talking about
Yifas
Torah, that
Sofal is not a Sofal. No good, Neyman. That's irrelevant to the simple meaning of the Pesuk.
It's common for a person who hates his wife to favor the son.
Right, but all you have to say, all you have to say is En Adam Yachol Levaker Lizo. Period. It's irrelevant to Snu'a and Ahuva. That's his problem. That ain't my problem. If I'm telling you it's not up to you, that's all I have to say. En Adam Yachol Levaker Et HaBechor Yakir. That's all you want to say. So say it. But you give me a whole Baba Mice over here of a romance. Not a romance. What's an idea? It's got to be coming to tell me something, la halacha. That's what it's saying. That you might have thought that a marriage which is illegitimate is considered to be a pagam, at least in the Bechorah. Gamash v'lan, that a mamzer is not a pagam in the Bechorah. And he has to be makir, even the snua, the ben asnia, he has to be makir.
If it's the daughter of if it's the son of a mamzer.
Yeah. He took a mamzer. Yeah. So that's irrelevant. That's a fantastic Kiddush. But meanwhile, you do see from there that the Torah considers that to be a marriage. Okay, so don't try to tell me that when it says Eshet Avicha, which I've proven means the potentiality of marriage, that means, but not a mamzeres. There is a potentiality of marriage to mamzeres. Let's try something else. Okay, let's try something else. You went all the way to the extreme. I mean, you said it meant, but not if your father married a Goya. That's not your sister. Why go so far? Maybe say, not if your father married a Chayve Kritut. Because Chayve Kritut is no Kedushin. So she can't be Eshet Avicha. So effectively what you're saying is that if your father produced a sister to you from someone on whom he was also Nisr Karet, she also happens to be a mamzeret, obviously, by definition. But you would not be asur on the issur of achotcha. And if you were also a mamzeret from the same guy, you would not be asur at all. A mamzeret can marry a mamzeret. Lovely situation. So, how do you know it's not prat l'chayvei kritut? Omar Rabba, that's a pasuk. The pasuk says that first pasuk, Ervat achotcha bat avicha o bat imecha. Okay, that first pasuk. You said excludes the case where she's both bas avicha and bas imecha. But note what it says there. Moledet bayit o moledet chutz. What does that supposed to mean? Born in the house or out of the house. That means, bein shomrim lo la'avicha kayin, bein shomrim lo la'avicha hotzei. What that means is, whether we allow this woman to be with your father or not, the Omer Achman HaKot Chai. So you see that even though we are dragging her out of there, this woman, because she's an Issa Karetani, nonetheless, Torah is calling her HaKot Chai. So therefore, all that's left that it could possibly be addressing by talking about the potentiality of marriage is a Shivchor and Ovedet Kochavim. So, wait a minute. Maybe that means, Bein she'omer lo avicha kayim, Bein she'omer al avicha hotzei, and the Torah is saying that's achotcha, maybe that comes to include the achoto mishivcha and v'avavadis kukami. I don't understand. Before it made sense to me, you told me this has got to be the potentiality of marriage. You showed me it doesn't mean literally there should be a marriage. You showed me that it can't exclude Chayvei Lav. Fine. Now, when you get to the crunch, and I ask you, but Issacharis is also not potentially marriage. So you tell me a pasuk that could just as easily, you say, no, that this pasuk about Moledet Chutz is Issacharis. No, the pasuk could just as easily have been Moledet Chutz from a Goyim. And we're saying, you can't keep this woman, she's not Jewish. I mean, why does it have to be? You can't keep this woman, she's your mother. But well, I understand. It says in a pasuk why you can't keep this woman. So you jump to conclusions. Maybe I should look at it the other way. That a goya, I mean, at least she could become Jewish and whereas a mother will never become muteris to you. Maybe the Torah is more willing to include the child of the goya as your achod, less willing to include a mamzeres that comes from a complete time. Where do you get the idea that it has to mean, now I've exposed your assumptions over here. So maybe the point of the pasuk is davka to tell me that achotcha mishivcha and averet kochavim is davka what the Torah is calling achotcha. I mean, why not? So Ben Shomer lo otzei achotcha yi l'rabot achotcha mishivcha averet kochavim. No, you can't say that. It said bat eshet avicha mishyesho yishut l'avicha ba. That was your old assumption. I just attacked your assumption. Umaraita, understand? You're repeating the same nonsense you told me before. How do you know that that's true? Basically, what you're telling me is we have two possibilities. We have one pasuk that says there's got to be potentiality of ishut, and there is no ishut of an iser kare. Okay? Then you're telling me, but there's also a pasuk that says that even where there's no potentiality of ishut, there is a din of achotcha from the case of maledet bayit to maledet chutz. So I have therefore, my great wisdom, decided which one is achotcha, even though there's no potential of marriage, the issur karet. Which one is not achotcha because there's no potential of marriage, the issur of avodat kochavim or shivcha. Nu? And when I ask you, and how do you know? You simply repeat yourself. How do you know? Umara ita. Well, I mean, isn't it mistavra that if the Torah is coming to be marbe, one of the cases, then the case that it's coming to call achotcha would be the case of an achot where your father took a chayve kritut? Chayve kritut havelei l'rabot, because at least the woman is a woman for whom kedushin is not a contradiction in terms. I mean, for you perhaps, she happens to be your mother, so there's no way to be Makadosher. But for any other person in the world, she's open to Kedushin. So at least Tafsiba Kedushin Li'alma. Others would find Kedushin in her, even though you won't. Well, no, I could look at it and make the other argument. I could say, makes more sense to be Marba the Shivcha and the Avodat Kochavim, the Avodat Kochavim, because at least in Megayra, if they would go ahead and be Megayer, so then you could also be Tefes Kedushin in her. So therefore I would say, the Torah is coming to tell me that a woman who is Bichlal not Shayach to Ishut for you cannot produce an Achot to your son. But a woman who at least has the potential of being your wife, your real, legitimate and full wife, even though you took her while she is not, can produce a sister for your son. What's wrong with that? Sounds very reasonable to me. Says the Gemara, because you can't say it's the same woman. We don't look at the change from the state of Akram to the change of Yisrael to be simply a change in Din and Heter Kedusha. We look at it as a completely different person. Different name, different biology, a different person. And therefore, if we're talking about what is more reasonable to include, it makes more sense to include an Issur Karet, that at least the concept of Eshet makes sense, than a person to whom the very word Eshet is an absurdity. Okay, that's interesting. So, but what this means is, fascinatingly enough, what this means is that we have accidentally discovered that your child from an Ovedet Kochavim is not called your child. Isn't that interesting? Because before we were looking all over for that, and it wasn't all that clear. But now that we've made this analysis, it's incidentally teaching us that her child is not your child, and therefore not my sister. He's saying it's not your son's sister. It's not your son's sister. It's not your child. Now, that was the whole issue earlier, which is interesting, because how did Rabbanu know that? Now, the Rabbanan, who do not have this whole lima, this all Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda trying to explain what he's doing with the pasuk of the Eshet Avicha, Bat Eshet Avicha, since there's no such additional issur. So he's explaining, oh, that's the point, it's beautiful pasuk. It's basically coming to tell me that a Goya does not produce a sister. That's great. That is a very important limud. The Rabbanan, however, used the pasuk for the parshas of the pasuk. The pasuk is saying that there's a new iser of bat eshet avicha, so that if the sister is produced also by a marriage, wow, that's doubly aser. So she's not only achotcha bat avicha, she's also achotcha bat eshet avicha. So therefore, if you accidentally sleep with this woman, you'd have to bring two separate chata'ot. One for achotcha, and one for bat eshet avicha. So that's a very significant difference. But meanwhile, they don't have this whole source that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda has to determine that the daughter of a goya is not considered to be your daughter. So how did they know, asks the Rabban, the Gemara. Rabbanan, l'mu'ut eshivcha v'overet kochavim min olohu. Where do they get the idea that your daughter from a shivcha or a goya is not your daughter? No. I mean, it says, Aisha yevi'yeladati yeladonea. We brought that earlier. I mean, how could we imagine that a Jewish Eved, who's an Eved Ivri, is a complete Jew, 100%, who has a lien basically against his work, that's all, right? There's no change in his status whatsoever. The fact that he's an Eved, it's almost a borrowed term, he's an Eved, he's indentured. So now he goes ahead and he has children with the shvachot that are in your home. That's part of his job. He's supposed to be producing children. The problem is that now when it gets time to free him, he wants his children. So the pasuk says, they're not his children. They belong, his wife, what he thought was his wife, she's a shivcha, she belongs to somebody else. His children that he thought were his children, they go to the master. Doesn't that tell you that they're not his children? What the Torah is telling you, give away his children to somebody, it's insane. I mean, so there's Uriah. Says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, what does that have to do with an Avedis Kochomi? This is a Shivcha. I understand that a Shivcha is a different status. I need one pasuk for a Shivcha, as I'll explain in a moment, and I need one for Avedis Kochavim. Where is the pasuk by Avedis Kochavim that tells me that it's not your sister and therefore not your father's daughter? This pasuk, Achotcha Bat Eshet Avicha, there you go. What's it coming to be? Mamayit. The only case that's left, since we've shown, can't be Mamayit that he needs to be married. We prove that first. Can't be Mamayit Chayve Lavin. We prove that second. Can't be Mamayit Chayve Krisis, because the Torah says that anyway, she's Achotcha. So what's left? It's Mamayit, the daughter of an Avedis Kochavim. Ah! Now I have two psukim. I shavi adat yelad unei. I know by shivcha, and I know about avedet kochavim from here. V'tzrich, and I must have these two psukim. But if I knew I shavi yeladat yelad unei, I would say, okay, that's shivcha. That's bishum the in lachayas. The whole point of a shivcha is that she is basically called the shvulach and po'im hachamor that we learned out of that an actual halacha. That there is no din of relationship for an Eved. Right? So since Avram tells his Eved, Shulach Ampoi Machamor, basically that means that his biological antecedents are irrelevant. They're about as meaningful to us as the Chamor. So we don't care, basically, about his DNA.
No Yichus.
But an Ovedes Kochavim. I mean, so I understand. If you produce a child from a chamor, I understand it's not your child. And that's basically what's happening over here. So you're saying, well, can't she be traced back to me? No, because you can't trace her back to the mother. So you can't trace her back to you. But how about an Ovedet Kochavim? We know Ovedet Kochavim definitely does have chiyus because we find throughout Tanakh that goyim are given names and the names of their father. Famous case that we use is Baladan ben Baladan. We like that one. You know. But, I mean, it occurs all the time. So Baladan ben Baladan, if there were no first Baladan and he was a Chamor, how could you have a Baladan ben Baladan? So obviously that's a special din in a Eved or a Shivcha that has no keys, but normal Eved Kochavim is Mityaches through their father. If that's the case, so if I'm the father, So why is this not my daughter? That's what I would have thought. Aim alone. On the other hand, suppose you have only this pasuk that tells me Eshet Avicha, Chotcha Eshet Bat Eshet Avicha, which teaches me Avodat Kochavim. I would say, okay, the daughter of an Avodat Kochavim, I mean, has no connection to Klal Yisrael. Lo Shaych BeMitzvot. The Torah is not going to give her dinim of Arayot, where there's no concept of the mitzvahs of Yisrael. But a Shivcha, who has all of the mitzvahs of Yisrael, Shaych BeMitzvot, maybe over there the Torah would insist that she is in fact Jewish. Because she's chayevet in mitzvot. The irrelevant, the question of theas, she's a Jewish woman who had a daughter from a Jewish father. So, why isn't that my daughter? Therefore I need to know Isha Viladati Eladonea, and I now have three, I know both cases. V'Rabbanan. Getting back to Rabbanan, you know, Rav Yosef Ravina is making a good point, Rabbanan. All you've proven to us from Aishavi Eladati Eladonea is not that we don't need Rav Yosef Ravina. All you've proven to us is that you know about the Shivcha. But how do you know about the Bat Ovedet Kochavim? So Ashkan Shivcha, Ovedet Kochavim Inayin, how do you know that the Achot from an Ovedet Kochavim is not an Achot? V'chite Menelef Mishivcha. If you try to tell me, well, isn't it the same? No, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda just, I think, did a pretty good job of showing you that Anak Mitzvah Tzricha. We just did a Tzrichasa, and nobody said there's something missing with that Tzrichasa. Very good point. Om Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishima Bar Yochai, getting back to our old favorite, Omar Kra, look, the Pasuk says that Ki Yasir Et Mincha Miacharai V'Avdu Elohim Acherim. So what that means is, it doesn't say ki tasir, it says ki yasir. So what it seems to be saying, again, remember, this is Rashi's chapter, Rabbeinu Tam, and a completely different chapter earlier. But therefore what it's saying, bitcha lo titen livno. Do not give your daughter to his son. Why? Because that son-in-law, yasir et pincha me'acharai, he will bring him to church, and it's your son, it's pincha. So you see that the ben from the bat is considered to be in the car, but it never says, keep tasir, that terrible mother will be taking your son to church, because I don't care. He's not Jewish anyway. So therefore, it's showing you that this is all a function of the mother. The mother is Jewish, then the child's Jewish, and then you got to worry about ki yasir. But if not, the mother's not Jewish. And the child's not Jewish, so what are we worried about taking him to church? Gagas and Dreit, my kid, about future birth. Anyway, so Omar Kra, Ki Asir Bincha Miachrai, Bincha Mia Yisraelit, Karui Bincha, the Ein Bincha, Bamen Ovedet Kochavim, Karui Bincha, Ela Bina. In which case, Omar Avina, that shows you, Shmamina, that your grandson, Ben Bitcha, from Anovet Kochavim, is called your son. Now, again, you will recall this is Tosis' main objection to Rashi's pshat, because Ravina is totally redundant. That's exactly what you just said. If the way Rashi's learning it, the Ki Yasir is a reference to the father of your grandson will be Meisir as Bincha. So he's saying that your grandson is called Bincha because your daughter is Jewish. That's what he said. So Ravina is saying, oh, Shmamina, I just said that. Thank you very much. You added absolutely nothing, right? This is Tosus's problem. Tosus said that makes no sense. It's clear that Ravina is coming to add something. So we had this Tosus back before about the time. We had this figure originally. And we had two possibilities over here. One of which wasn't all that great. Rabbeinu Tam claims that the Ki Yasir is referring to the Bitolo Tikach Levincha. Don't take now his daughter. Why? Because Ki Yasir, the Mechutin, will then take your son and move him away from you by seeing to it that his children aren't Jewish. Because they won't be Jewish. They won't be Jewish. In other words, he's learning that the Ki Yasir is a reference to the Yichus of your son's children. If you take the daughter of a goy, then ki yasir et bincha, he will then end your line, basically. because the children that will be coming will be Musarim from Klal Yisrael. Now the reason that it doesn't make any sense, the Pashtus of the Pasuk is not Ki Yasir in terms of DNA, it's Ki Yasir in terms of the child's emunah and so on, which would mean the child is Jewish, like Rashi has said. But anyway, assuming that that is the case, so then in Achinami, then we need, that means that they weren't talking anything about an Obi Kachovim that sleeps with the Pas Yisrael. They weren't talking about that case, they're talking about the other case. Your son will be producing Goyim if you take this guy's daughter for your son. That's what the Pasuk says. Now, did anybody say anything about what the din is of your daughter? No. No, Rashi was learning if they were talking about your grandson from your daughter. So Ravina wasn't adding anything. The way the Rabbeinu Tam has it, they were talking about your son who married a Goya. And it's saying that her children aren't Jewish, but it doesn't say what the din would be the other way around. So therefore comes along Rabbi Yochanan and he says, oh, but, I mean, look, since over here it only says Ki Yasirat Bincha, and it doesn't say Ki Yasirat Bitcha, so the mashmaut is that Bitcha, your Mechutin won't be able to be Mesir, because her children will be Jewish whether he likes it or not. That's a deer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not the same way.
Yeah, a totally opposite, the exact opposite approach to Rashi. Who's being Mesir, what case it's referring to, it's opposite all the way. The Rabbi Yitzchak ends up with the same result. But it has the beautiful value of showing that Ravina is saying something completely different. Okay. That's the main. There's an additional pshat of Rabbeinu Tam that tends to get around some of the problem, but it's not our main sugi right now. So, in any event, the Rabbanan, therefore, now also have a raya, either Rashi's approach to the raya, Rabbeinu Tam's approach to the raya, that your grandson from an Ovi Kochavim is your son, but the other way around would not be your son, and that basically tells us the same thing that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda learned from the Pasuk of Achotcha Bat Eshet Avicha, that your sister who was produced by your father from a non-Jewish woman is not your sister. And that's the same thing as saying it's not his daughter. So fine, now everything is clear. We understand all the way down the line what it is that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda was doing with every one of these people. Okay. All the way down the line what the Rabbanim were doing. But I mean, this is interesting because Ravina says that your grandson from your daughter is called your son, despite the fact that it was a non-Jew who impregnated your daughter. Apparently, I mean, what he's saying is that an Ovid Kachamim Ve'Eved, Abba Abad Yisrael, Avlat Kasher, I mean, you're saying that it's yours. I mean, what does that mean? That if it's a Kohen, it's still a Kohen? I mean, that's what he's saying. It's your child. He didn't make any distinctions over here. No, not necessarily. I mean, what he might be saying is simply that the child is not a mamzer. That, no, he would have said that. He's not saying necessarily that he's kosher. He's that kosher nami lohavi. He's called a Yisrael Pasul. Now, what is the meaning of a Yisrael Pasul? That is a major machlokas rishonim, which has all types of fascinating implications. Rashi's approach is called a Yisrael Pasul, that if it's a daughter, she can't marry into the kuhuna. This is a tzul for the kuhuna.
We're talking about a...
daughter's... from your daughter,
Jewish
a Jewish woman, any Jewish woman impregnated from a goy, so even though she was a kohenes and so on, her child is pasul b'kuhuna. Others learn it's just
she's a daughter pasul
b'marriage. Generation.
That's already another question. But let's deal with the first question. The most extreme other pshat is that the child of such a union requires gerut. So that Yisrael Pasul means, very interesting, there is a chiyuv of mitzvahs, so it's your daughter, but there's no heter lavo lekahal,
wow,
until you go through gerut, because there's two elements in a goy. A goy wasn't a kabbal mitzvahs, and a goy is not part of Am Yisrael to be called Kahal Hashem. So therefore can't intermarry with Kahal Hashem. And this is a very fascinating approach, which a number of very powerful Rishonim hold. So that if in fact the child is a child from a goya, and actually Rav Meisha says in a case where the daughter had become mishumedet, that would be the case.
Wow.
Let's say that the daughter had gone out completely to become a goya.
She
basically accepted herself as a goya, and she was Jewish. She marries a non-Jew and had been living this way for 50 years. A grandson appears now later and wants to become Jewish. This happens all the time. I actually did it. You were not. That's for New York.
There are plenty of people.
Okay. The other extreme is that the apostle simply means not the best yichus. Doesn't mean a particular
psuri.
Not isuri. Says the Gemara, okay, but now let me ask you something. The whole pasuk over here of Ki Yasirat Pincha Mi'acharai is referring to the Sheva Amamim. It's not referring to any goy. I mean, how many people have this problem coming up from the Sheva Amamim? We don't even know the Sheva Amamim. How do we know that this Ki Yasirat Pincha would apply across the board to any goy? No, because then it's, what does it have to say? Ki Yasir. I ask you the logic. Because he will be Mesir. The Yasir, if that's what you're trying to say. What we need now to understand the logic, the pasuk. So the Torah is coming to tell me, L'rabot kol ha-mesirin, that look, if you're dealing with goyim, does it matter, the Shiva? I mean, the bottom line is, they're not exactly going to be the best influence in your child's education. Now, are they? So therefore, if I'm telling you that it's a function of Hasara, I'm telling you, don't think about it being limited to the Shiva Amun. Says the Gemara, on the contrary. If you hold that the Pasuk, as it is said, without saying Ki Yasir, would have been taken to mean Ki Yasir. And in other words, let's say if I'm Derech Time and Ikra, I hold the Rebbe Shimon. If I'm Derech Time and Ikra and I find a Pasuk like this, and it wouldn't say Ki Yasir, so I would say, you know, the Torah does not want us missing with the Shiva Amamim. They are basically, I mean, look through the whole story of the Torah, they are viewed as the pillars and foundations of Avodas Kochavim, rotten culture, and so on and so forth. Kemaisa Eretz Kanan, these are the worst people, they're going to be Mesa. Fine. However, cases where you have fine, upstanding citizens, fine Mormon boys, I mean, Vasa Shlach, I mean, over there, it wouldn't be included.
They dress in black.
Comes along a project to add Ki Yasir to tell me that, no, any Mesirin. But if you hold not like Rabbi Shimon, so then on the contrary, if you don't tell me any rules, I say, okay, look, Torah says no, what do I know? Well, what do you mean? Isn't it a svara to say that it's only people that are not decent people? What do you mean a svara? We don't look at the svara. We only say, there's what it says, that's all. It's written in black and white, don't marry a goy, period. Comes along on the pasuk to say, Ki Yasir, to say, oh no, I don't mean, don't marry a goy. I mean, don't marry one of those no-no goys. So that would mean the exact opposite, that it's coming to tell me that Adarabba, it's only an issur to marry the Shiva Amun.
It's a Mordechai
But Joshua didn't marry this
guy. His father didn't marry him. He's going to marry a non-Jew. So he brings the Raya from Esther and Hashemosh. It's a good family.
So, hey, Nikol Rabbi Shimon, the Darish time of the crow. But according to the Rabbana and the Rabbah, according to Rabbana, I need the Pasuk now to tell me Gufa, that's the point of the Shiva Amami. So then only they're the ones that are so aduk and have this kachavim and in a culture that it stinks.
So when the Pasuk gives the reason,
it would be Bedafka limiting it then.
Okay. Only. Ah, Darish time of the crow means that you can expand on it.
On my own, I would have been Darish time of the crow. I would have figured out that it meant only the Shiva Amamim. So now that it comes to Ki Yasir, it's telling me anybody. It's an adding something.
According to if you're Darish time of the crow.
If you are Darish time of the crow. But let's say, according to the Rabbanan who argue with Rabbi Shimon and say you don't Darish time of the crow, mm-hmm. So that, how did they know if they use the pasuk of bat eshet avicha to tell me another iser, how do they know, other than a shivcha, that there's an iser, that there's a non-achot from an avodat kochavim who comes from a fine family? There aren't a shivcha dama. Says the Gemara, you know something? There are Bonin who argue in a relationship with Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon. Now that makes everything fit in just perfectly, because Rabbi Shimon is Darish Tandik, right? Mm. Therefore he has the other pasuk, and now everything works out just fine. Everybody else would indeed have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, and that would be the basis of the din of the who is a Jew. Which is fascinating, because we always bring it the other way. Right? We don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, but if you ask somebody, how do we know that it's not Jewish? It's like, yes, here's been Kamiyah, right? Which is not true, because that would only be the Shiva Hamani, since that's being said by Rabbi Shimon. Fascinating. So, here we're getting into some really fun cases, and this is to clarify the interrelationship of the questions of Achot Sekukato, Kashashot of Yivamalashuk, and so on. So let's take a look now, just to, and these are, they're really simple cases, but they're fun. So, Mishikirish Achat Mishtei Achayot. Guy goes ahead, and he gives Kedusha to one of two sisters, then for the life of him, he can't remember which one was which, I don't remember now. Any. The Ein Yodea, Ezemehem Kidesh, you know, these. The shtick they pull, these identical twins, you know. Oh no, now I'm in big trouble. So now what happens is, he's going to have to give a get to each of them, because he cannot sleep with either of them. Because the one that he's sleeping with may be the sister of his wife, and he'll never know. And therefore, he's going to have to give a get to both. Now suppose he dies before he gets that get. Whoops. And now he's got a brother. Okay, so what the brother will do, we'll give chalitza to both of them. Right? And then everything's fine. Okay. He also doesn't know which one is the wife. So,
he can't go ahead and take one of them, because that one may not be his Yavama. It might be the sister of his Yavama, but that would be asuratim as achot sekukatot. He can't go ahead and do chalitza to one, and then do yibum to the other one, because once he's done chalitza, that makes the other one the achot sekukato, which is similar, achot chalutzato, which is similar to achot ishto. So basically he's got no choice. The only way that he can get out of this is by giving chalitza to both. That way the woman is muteris, and that way he's no longer in any kind of problems of zika to them, and he'll never be able to marry them.
Where does it start getting interesting? Where he has two brothers. So now if he has two brothers, you see, one can give chalitza, and one could do yibum if he wants. Because as long as the first one did chalitza, so now we'd say like this. Okay, Rabbanosh. If this is the one who is the sister of this of his wife, what's the problem?
She's
the sister, but she's muteris. There's no issue. If this is the one I'm supposed to be doing yibum on, so I'm doing yibum on. So what's the problem? But I can't do yibum first before he gets chalitza, because then she will be the sister of the one I'm supposed to be doing yibum for, and that's achot sekukato. So now we've entered into the realm of achot sekukato, right? But as long as one of the so you'll say couldn't he have given chalitza to the first one and then done yibum to the second one? Why is it only in the case of two brothers? Because once he gives chalitza to a woman, he can never marry her sister, because she's achot chalutzato, which is similar to achot ishto. Again, Gezeirah d'Rabban. Okay? But if you've got two brothers, then you don't have a problem of achot sekukato, once one of the brothers does chalitza, and you don't have a problem of the achot chalutzato either, because it was the other brother that did the chalitza, not you. So, no problem. But that's the first time that we can get somebody who could go ahead and be miyab. Suppose they do it wrong. Kodmu v'kansu. Suppose they go ahead and they both do yibum. So they, bad. But, hey, motzi and miyadam. Look, he didn't do it right, but there's no ongoing issur. Because at this point, mamanav shav. Either he took the woman that he was supposed to take, or he took the sister of the woman that he was supposed to take, where there's no Zika because his brother married her. And Yibum takes off Zika even better than Chalitza does, right? So since the brother married the other woman, there's no longer Zika if she's the wrong woman.
I'm the first one doing it.
You did the wrong thing, because somebody should have first given chalitza in order to make sure you don't hit achot zikukato. But if you didn't wait, now you find yourself married to someone who is neither your achot zikukato, because your brother did yibum on her sister.
So one was over on the drabana, but they're married.
Yeah, one was over on taking her, but right now there's no problem. No, there's no ongoing issue that's involved.
We don't know
who it is. Yeah. We're not going to say, oh, you were a bad boy. Well, what do you mean? I took her. I did a mitzvah diras. I took her. My brother's wife. Well, you don't know it's your brother's wife. So it's not my brother's wife. What did I do wrong? I mean, so then she's unrelated to me. What's the problem? Well, no, she's a chotzkukuk. No, she isn't. My brother already did a yibum on the other one. So therefore, you can't come to me. Huh? So Ayelo Shnayim Bechot Cholos Bechot Miyadim Kodmu VeKamsu Ein Motzi Miyadim. Now let's make it a little bit more fun. Shnayim Shekitchu Shtei Achayot. Two, they take two sisters, and each one forgets which one was his and which one was the other guy. So now Zeni Odeh Ezekidesh Zeni Odeh Ezekidesh. So now you've got two people, not two brothers, two people, two unrelated people. Neither of them knows whose is whose. Okay. Each one of them needs to give two gittin in order to make sure that they're out of this relationship, because minas hafek, they have to get rid of both wives. Now, so zenoten shnei gittin, zenoten shnei gittin. Now they both die. They're not brothers. They're not brothers, but they have brothers. So each one has a brother. So lezeach or lezeach. Okay, what do we do? Each ach has to do chalitza l'shteihem.
Before they did gittin.
Yeah, that, right. Each brother needs to give chalitza to both, because he becomes the equivalent of the first case. He's a single brother to a guy who was married possibly to one out of two women. What's the difference if somebody else also was? So that doesn't even complicate the case. Exactly the same case, except you have two brothers that are in the position of that single brother. Okay? However, one of these guys has a brother, and one of these guys has two brothers. Okay. So then, it's also very simple. The single brother, he has to do chalitza to both, because there's no way that he can ever get away with doing yibum or marrying one of them, because she's either going to be a problem of the achot, she's always a problem of achot chalutzato, and if he takes her first, she's achot zikukato. So, what are you going to do? So that he can't do anything. He's got to give chalitza to both of these women. But the guy who's got the two brothers, they are in the same position as the second case, where a single guy died with this suffering. He's got two brothers. So as long as the first one first does chalitza, the second one can do yibum, because the chalitza removed the achot zikukato. Now if he does yibum to the other one, memanashach, either she is really chayavis in yibum, or she's totally unrelated. And therefore he's done marrying a woman. And he didn't do chalitza to her sister. The other brother did, so it's not his problem. And therefore, he could go right ahead and be miyabe.
Yeah, it's
the same exact case. There's no difference between this case and the first case.
We have a kashash today. You might have someone else, might have kids somewhere else. Someone that
forgets. Yeah, we'll forget about today. Kodmu v'kansu, emotzi miyadam. If they went ahead and got married, same situation we said before. Right now, Hakol Beseder, Kodmu V'Kansu, meaning the second group of two, not the first guy. The first guy's got a problem. We wouldn't let him stay married, because he's married to Hakol Tchalutzato. Okay. Now, how about Lezeshnai and Velezeshnai? If each one of them has two brothers, so then what we can do is we can cross-fertilize over here, right? Because then Achiv Shal Zecho Leitz La'achat V'Achiv Shal Zecho Leitz La'achat. First thing is, each one of them does chalitza to one. Because basically what we have here is the first case double. So you have two unrelated men, each one with two brothers, and just as we said before, brother A gives to gives a chalitza, and brother B does yibum. So here too, brother A does chalitza, brother B gives yibum, and then in the second group, the same thing happens. Brother A gives chalitza, brother B gives yibum. What's the problem? So there you have Akiv Shalzeh is chalitz liachas, Akiv Shalzeh is miyabim chalutzato shalzeh, v'akiv shalzeh miyabim chalutzato shalzeh. Each one can take the opposite, the cross, because he can't take, it's got to be the crossover, because he's got to make sure that he's not taking a Yavam al-Hashuk. So it's got to be that first, the other, see, the first case, we didn't have that problem with Yavam al-Hashuk, because there was only one Yavama, and either it is his, or it's not a Yavama. But in this case, there's two Yavamas. They're both definitely Yavamas. The only question is, they don't know to whom. So we have to first make absolutely sure that when he takes this woman, she got Yibam from anybody that she might have been a Yavama to. I mean, Chalitza, from anyone she might have been a Yavama to. So we have to have first the cross Yibam, so that each one does the Chalitza. Okay, so now I know. If this was actually the Yavama of the other guy, well, sure, we got Chalitza, and then she's not related to me. If she's my Yavama, well, gee, that's great. So I'm being Mekayim HaMitzvah. So we have this, that additional complication that we need to be worrying over here about Yavam al-Hashuk. Kodmu shnayim v'chotzu. How about now? If two of them go ahead now and give a chalitza, then lo yibmu hashnayim ela echad choletz v'echad miyabim. Because they're now left in the position of the single brother. Because before we had two out of the four could give Yibam. But don't think that that means two out of the four can give Yibam if the first two was one group that gave Chalitza. Now the first group was one group that gave Chalitza, that still leaves the second group with exactly the same problem. So they can't both give Yibam. You need to do exactly what you did in all the other cases. One does Chalitza and one does Yibam. Now Lemaisa, and in that order of course, now Lemaisa, the Mishnah doesn't seem be adding very much information with these latter cases. I mean, what's exactly the chiddush? I mean, it all makes perfectly good sense. Kodnu v'kansu, if they went ahead and did, the last two brothers that went ahead and took them, ain't much seen the other, as we said before, because the Yibum actually ends up ex post facto taking off the Zika, and therefore there's no problem with akod zikukatum. Tomorrow, we'll discuss what the chiddush of the Mishnah is, because it seems really straightforward.
In different cases, when you could be without means.